It's my great pleasure this Thursday afternoon to welcome Sam Hill to Susie Radio. Hi, Sam.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me.
It's very, very good to have you here. And I know that we're going to talk about all your good work as a fundraiser for the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance. But tell us first what you do in real life.
I'm a nurse. I've been qualified for about 14, 15 years and worked in various areas, backgrounds, A&E primarily, so kind of links in quite well with the air ambulance.
How long have you been involved in fundraising for them?
My brother-in-law started the charity, or started raising for the charity 4 years ago. Our first event was, again, in Shoreham Airport, was a massive success, and for the last 2-3 years it's been carried on, and this year I've taken over, so I've had a little bit more time to organise it.
4 years worth, what sort of sum of money has that raised overall so far?
We've raised approximately about £4,000 so far for the charity, which is a penny in the ocean for them, but it's every penny counts.
When the air ambulance get the money, how do they use the money that you've raised?
They're almost entirely funded by charitable donations. So everything from your diesel for the two helicopters to paying for your equipment to sourcing transferring the blood to the patient to training the staff to doing counselling after major instances if it's needed, setting up probably the online system such as Twitter, they're on Facebook, all of this has to be paid for, and that's where their money comes into.
And are there many similar fundraising organisations to yours that you know about?
I know that other air ambulances have their own separate organisations which raise money for them. They have their own systems. A lot of the air ambulances have a lottery system, so you can do a regular money into them. You can get something back with also giving something to charity. But they're always welcome for somebody to do something off their own backs.
And am I right in thinking that the helicopters are now based here locally?
You've got one based in Redhill, and you've also got one based in Kent.
What about the principal roles of the air ambulance service? What do they actually do?
They probably do a lot more than what you think they're going to do. They don't only attend to car accidents or motorbike crashes. They can go from anything that the paramedic who's based in the air ambulance control feels is appropriate for them to go to. So they can go to, say, a child who has collapsed or has been choking, and the ambulance crew that arrived there feel that they need to have more of an in-depth input, an emergency input. The whole point of having their air ambulance is to bring A&E care to the patient at the size of the road, at the point of accident, at the point of illness, but to give them the best outcome possible.
And presumably speed of evacuation is involved in that as well. If you've got a helicopter, you can get to where you need to be quickly.
Absolutely. There's such a thing called the golden hour, where ideally you want to have your patient certainly treated or start treatment, let alone getting them out of the situation that they're in. It gives them the best chance for an outcome that is, you know, going to be life-saving.
Well, long may the air ambulance service prosper in that case and fulfil many, many golden hours. But really and truly this afternoon, we're here to talk about one very specific event that you're running in August. And listeners know a little bit about that already, but tell us in words of one syllable what your August day is going to involve.
Okay, so we're doing a charity drive and fun day. Basically, the last 3 years, we've got as many cars, classic cars, sports cars, you name it, together in one big group. You don't have to be from one car organisation. You can be from anywhere. You can have even just your own car, your average everyday Astra, if you wanted to. Come along, meet us at Shoreham Airport on the Sunday morning, and you'll get given a nice route drive through the countryside, and we'll bring you to Tully's Farm, where the plan for this year is to have a bit of a fun day, a bit of a family day, to make it slightly a bigger event than it has been before.
So people locally would do an out to Shoreham, back again on an angle to Tully's Farm. Is there any competitive element in the drive, or is it purely a nice scenic day out?
No, it's purely, there's certainly no race involved. We're not advocating for somebody to say, right, I need to be the first one to Tully's Farm. We're looking for it just to be a bit of a fun day out.
And some of the places that you'd go through on that ride are amongst the most charming in southeast England, aren't they?
Absolutely, and I'm looking to make it. I haven't quite finished off the route yet or planned it completely, but I'm looking to make it a nice long country sunny summer's day drive for everyone to enjoy. Unfortunately, I probably won't.
Now, in terms of our local people and our Susie listeners, you've flagged up the offer of stalls at Tully's Farm and so on and so forth. Do you still need any support and assistance?
It would be great to have a couple more stalls. We've got a few different stalls coming along for the day at Tully's Farm. We've got bouncy castles, face painting. We've got some craft stalls. We've got our stormtroopers are coming along as well. But it would be nice to have anything that anyone thinks they can contribute to the day would be fabulous. The one big thing we are looking for though is for a car for our celebrity to drive for the day. She needs a car from Shoreham Airport. It's going to be Gemma Scott from Sky Motorsports, and she's asked for us to source one for her. So if anyone out there possibly would be able to help with donating a car for the day, that would be amazing.
Right you are. And in the smaller scheme of things, really and truly any sort of stall holders will do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything from knitted crafts that you've made to if you have something you want to teach us all about. So we have the local fire brigade are coming to do a bit of awareness for the public. We've got the local police coming. Air ambulance are coming along. Probably not the helicopters, but they're going to send a team along with their mascot as well. Touch wood. Just to help everyone, just to educate people on the services that are open for them every day.
Well, we wish you all good fortune with the event. Just remind us of the date again.
It's Sunday the 24th of August, meeting at Shoreham Airport at 9:30. Bring any car along with you. We've got some cars that aren't readily available for everybody. We've got a Matthew Wright from Mini. He's bringing his own specially uniquely designed Mini for wheelchair access. Plus we've got a rare Rover coming along as well. So anything can come along. 9:30 on Sunday morning.
And is there a contact number or a contact website in the meantime?
Yeah, if you want to let us know that you're coming along, if you have access to Facebook, you can find us on Facebook under the title 2014 Kent Sussex Surrey Air Ambulance Charity Drive. There's an event page and a group page. Click on there, share it, spread the word, come along. If not, you can contact me on my personal email, which is samantha-l-hill@hotmail.co.uk.
Right you are. Yeah. What about future plans?
Ideally, if this year is a success, I'd quite like to make it a yearly event for the same weekend so that people can full plan their car events for each year so they can fit it in with their already packed address book of events that are happening every year. So if this one's a success, next year bank holiday weekend we'll do exactly the same thing.
Sam, it's been absolutely brilliant to talk to you in the afternoon stroll tea break. Now in a moment we're going to play Backman Turner Overdrive and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, which is your chosen song for the KSS Air Ambulance this afternoon. But before we do that, you see that great big handle on the big bright green magical myriad music machine? You're going to have to shove that in a minute, but before you do, let me just say, Samantha Hill, it's been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Now, you hit that great big handle, and let's rock!